All right, that's Peter Cox and Richard Rummey, and we close our eyes. Of course, they're better known as Go West. That was their debut single released in 1985, and it reached number five, although it did go one better in New Zealand, where it peaked at number four. And it's their biggest hit, in fact, we close our eyes, and they're only top 10. Okay, just a little bit later than scheduled, later than billed, here now are the Soppy Softies at 1 minute past seven.
FM.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried, but I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings his sad song. Every rose has its thorn. I listen to a favorite song. she said, love's a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know, has it ever been like this? And I know that you'd be here right now if I could let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Knowing what to say, instead of making love, we both made a separate ways. And now I here found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears inside and to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess every rose has its thorn. It's dawn. It's like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
Phoenix FM.
Play.
one from the 70s, one from the 80s, and one from the 90s. They were this week's Soppy Softies at 7. Kicking us off was Fleetwood Mac and Sunbird. Lead vocals on that one are by Christine McVie, and her husband, John McVie, are the Mac in Fleetwood Mac. And that one was released as a B-side to Dreams, which reached number 24 in 1977. Then we heard Poison and Every Rose Has Its Thorn. That one was reached number 13 in 1989. And coincidentally, their follow-up single, Your Mama Don't Dance, also peaked at number 13. And 13 is the highest position Poison have reached in the UK. Every Rose Has Its Thorn is taken from their album Open Up and Say Ah. And then finally, we heard Portishead and Glory Box. That was their second single release, and it reached number 13, a bit like Poison, in 1995. And interestingly, their debut album in 1994, Sour Times, also reached number 13. Anyway, Glory Box is taken from their album Dummy, and it's just such a cool tune, though, isn't it? It's just really good. Okay, before we do something different, let's do clue number one.
The Geezers Pleases and Cheeses teaser.
That's right, it's time for the Geezers Pleases and Cheeses teaser. I'm going to give you three clues to a mystery artist, and you can see how quickly you can guess who it is. I'm going to tell you now, the third clue is going to absolutely give it away. So for clue number one, for 100 points, he was born in May 1958 in Surrey to parents John and Anne, and his first name's John William. So, born in May in 1958 in Surrey to parents John and Anne, he was named John William. That is for 100 points. I will give you the answer a little bit later on. I'll give you another clue after this.
And now for something completely different.
Sleep.
That was The Cars and Just Needed. That was The Cars' second single release in the UK, and it peaked at number 17 in 1979. And in fact, 17 was the best chart position anywhere that it was released, because it also peaked at number 17. Sorry, it also peaked at 27, excuse me, in their native USA. Their biggest hit, of course, came in 1984 when Drive peaked at number 4 in the charts. You're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers on Phoenix 98 FM. It's Saturday, the 3rd of February. My name is Mandy Cullen. I am your host until 8 o'clock this evening, when we make way for Andy Furno and his wonderful Boogie Nights. What we do on Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers is songs from the 1970s and the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And of course, we'll chuck in a few classics here and there. And all of the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And better than any of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door, because it's not welcome. No musical snobbery on Geezer, Pleasers and Teasers. It doesn't have to be cool. It doesn't have to be trendy. It just has to be a joy. We only play the good stuff on Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers. A bit like this one.
My motor up, gonna coming off
That was The Knack and My Sharona. You know, The Knack are actually one-hit wonders. My Sharona reached number 6 in 1979, and it's taken from their album, the wonderfully named Get The Knack. It's just genius, isn't it? Legend has it, you know, that when Michael Jackson was recording the Thriller album, Professor Quincy Jones wanted to include a bit more of a rockier song on it, and he said to Michael Jackson, "I want something like My Sharona." And Michael Jackson went away and wrote Beat It. So there you go. Beat It was inspired by My Sharona. Okay, shall we do clue two for this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheezers? I think it's time.
It's the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheezers teaser.
It is indeed. Right, I gave you clue number one earlier. I'll repeat it now. So, for 100 points, the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheezers teaser, born in May 1958 in Surrey to parents John and Anne, he was named John William. That's for 100 points. Now, usually for clue number two, we give you 50 points, but I think it's a little bit easy this week, so I'm only going to give you 20 points for clue number two this week. So, listen to this. He's had hits with two bands and as a solo artist. The first band he was in had 9 top ten hits, including 4 number ones. The second band he was in had 7 top ten hits, but didn't actually manage to get to the top spot. And as a solo artist, so far he's had 5 top ten hits and yet no number ones. So that was for 20 points, clue number two. So, 2 bands and a solo artist. He's had 9 top 10 hits with his first band, 7 with his second band, and as a solo artist, he's had 5. Okay, now it's time for the birthday bonanza. So we're going to play songs by our favourite artists who are all celebrating their birthday this weekend.
Girl. was warm. He came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. The conversation has run dry.
Everybody's talking all this stuff about me. just what I feel.
It's my life.
Nobody can tell me what to do.
It's my life.
Cause what I'm doing, I'm doing for you. Now,
don't get me wrong, I'm really not super. Ego trips is not my thing. All these strange relationships really gets me down. I see nothing wrong with spreading myself around.
Everybody's talking all this stuff about me.
Yeah.
Why don't they just let me live?
Tell me why.
I don't need permission.
I don't need
my own decisions.
My own decisions. Here's my prerogative.
I can do what I want to do.
It's my prerogative.
Can you live my life?
It's my prerogative.
I'll be doing it just for you.
It's my
this week's birthday bonanza. Three acts all celebrating their birthday this weekend. First of all, we heard the Stone Temple Pilots and the song was Plush, and we played that because bassist Robert DeLeo, it was his birthday yesterday on the 2nd of February. So happy birthday, Rob. Then we heard Natalie Imbruglia and Torn, and we played that because it's her birthday tomorrow. So happy birthday for tomorrow, Natalie. And then finally we heard Bobby Brown and My Prerogative, and we played that because it's his birthday on Monday. So happy birthday, Bobby Brown. And if it's your birthday this weekend or last week or next week, then a very happy birthday to you too, and I hope you have a lovely time celebrating. Now we're going to do the final clue.
The Geezers, Pleases and Cheeses teaser.
Okay, clue number one was for 100 points. Born in May 1958 in Surrey to parents John and Anne, and named John William. That was for 100 points. Clue number two I gave you, and I said this week it's going to be for 20 points because I think it's a little bit of a giveaway. So he's had hits with two bands and as a solo artist. His first band he had 9 top 10 hits. His second band he had 7 top 10 hits. And as a solo artist to date he's had 5 top 10 hits. Clue number three, this is going to be for 1 point because it's going to give the game away, literally. He's a working class hero with some strong political opinions, and he goes by the nickname The Modfather. Okay, I will give you the answer after the next record. But before we go any further, I want to remind you that coming up after me this evening is the nicest guy in radio. It is, of course, Andy Furno and his Boogie Nights. But Let him tell you all about it.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8pm to 10pm on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Jazz. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
That's right, Andy's up in about 20 minutes' time, so I'm just going to play one more record and then we'll do the answer to the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser.
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure where I stand with you?
Dusty Springfield, what a voice she's got, hasn't she? That's How Can I Be Sure from 1970. It's a beautiful record, isn't it? Right, okay, let's give you the final clue. I'd give you the final clue, didn't I? Let's reveal the answer. Sorry. So, three clues for 100 points. Born in May 1958 in Surrey to parents John and Anne and named John William. For 20 points, he's had hits with two bands and as a solo artist. He had 9 top 10 hits with his first band, 7 top 10 hits with his second band, and 5 top 10 hits so far as a solo artist. He's a working class hero with strong political opinions, and he goes by the nickname the Modfather. It is, of course, the one and only Paul Weller. And this is Hung Up.
Hidden in the backseat of my head, someplace I can't remember where, I found it just by coincidence. We'll be right back.
answer to this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser was, of course, Paul Weller. That was Hung Up. It reached number 11 back in 1994. Was it just me, or did you kind of get a little bit of Blur's Country House in that? There's a certain vibe going on there, isn't there? Anyway, we are rapidly running out of time before we have to say so long with a long song. I think I can just about squeeze this one in there. One Hit Wonders, Strawberry Switchblade, and the track is Since Yesterday. I love that song, actually. I remember it at the time. It reached number 5 in 1984. Okay, and that is just about it from me. It's now time for us to say so long with the long song. Thank you very much indeed for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed the music we've been playing for the last 2 hours. I have to say, I've had an absolute blast. I've loved playing the tunes this evening. This evening's So Long With A Long Song is brought to you by David Bowie, and it's Station to Station, and it comes in at 9 minutes and 58 seconds. Phew! It reached number 5 in 1976. Now, please do stay tuned after this one, because Andy Furnow is on the way with his brilliant Boogie Nights. So do stay tuned for that, because he will have you moving, that is for sure. Now, please enjoy the rest of your weekend, and please do stay safe. And remember, if you can't stay safe, and stay sexy. Here's David.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.